CP2, receiving and walking in the body Christ, who is the incorporated God, experiencing and enjoying the riches of Christ. Roman numeral 4. The Lord's present recovery is the recovery of the body Christ, the Christ in the church life. The body Christ is the incorporated God. Thus to walk in Christ is to walk in Him as the body Christ, who is the incorporated God. A. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, "Even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." The Christ in this verse is not the individual Christ, but the corporate Christ, Christ incorporated with all His members. B. This is the corporate me that the Apostle Paul saw in his vanquishing conversion to Christ. He saw that the Lord Jesus and His believers are one great person, the wonderful me. Acts 9:3. "And as he went, he drew near to Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him." 4. "And he fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' 5. "And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom you persecute.'" See, we need to see that the Christ in whom we need to walk today is not only the individual Christ, but also the wonderful me, the body Christ, who is the incorporated God. D. To receive and to walk in Christ is to receive and to walk in the body Christ, because Christ today is the corporate body. Christ is no longer only the individual Christ, but also the corporate Christ, the head with the body. It makes a great difference in our Christian life for us to walk in the corporate Christ. E. The Lord's recovery is the recovery of a Christification, a recovery purely and wholly of the person of Christ, to gain the reality of the body Christ in the church life. F. Today, the Lord is building the body Christ in the church life. In the body Christ, Christ is wrought into all His members, and all His members are wrought into Him by the growth in life and transformation in life for the expression of Christ. 1. In the body Christ, we enjoy Christ as everything. 2. In the body Christ, there is the function of all the members. 3. In the body Christ, there is the blending together of the members in the oneness of the triune God. We can gain much more of the riches of Christ when we care for both Christ and the church. Thus we need pray, "Lord Jesus, I care for you, and I care also for your body, because I know that you are the head, and that the church is the body. I cannot have the head without the body." We should pray, "Lord Jesus, I know that today you are no longer only the individual Christ, but also the corporate Christ, the head with the body. You are the body Christ. Therefore, Lord Jesus, I receive you as well as your body. I receive the body Christ, and I desire to walk in this Christ." It makes a great difference in our Christian life to walk in the corporate Christ. Most Christians today have been robbed of the riches of Christ. Most are spiritually poor and weak simply because they care only for Christ and not for the church. Many of us in the Lord's recovery can testify that since the day we came into the church and began to care for the church, there has been a great difference in our spiritual life. We have the inner sense that we are rich. Everyone in the church is a spiritual billionaire. We are all rich. Application to young people, college students, new ones. Testimony. Thank the Lord for the church life. I have been reading and pursuing spiritual books, but I often lack understanding if I just read them on my own. However, in the Saturday morning prophecy preparation meeting and the Wednesday night meeting, I can clearly understand many things by listening to Brother Yoriki's fellowship about applying the truth. When I exercise the spirit to enjoy the Lord and listen to the fellowship of brothers and sisters at the Lord's Day meetings and prayer meetings, I sometimes get solutions to some matters that have been troubling me, such as work. At the meeting, I also came up with a solution for completing the work efficiently and in a short time. In addition, I was enlightened and realized during the meeting that I hadn't been narrow-minded in my relationships, that I had not accepted others, and that I had not been balanced in my relationships with others. While it is important to fellowship with the Lord personally, I also appreciate being reminded and helped through the members of the body, especially through the fellowship of brothers and sisters who are burning in the Spirit. I thank the Lord that He also speaks through the brothers and sisters, since they are the members of the body of Christ. Amen.